At a press conference from the Niagara District Airport this morning, Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford outlined his plan to keep Ontario borders and communities safe. Several regional politicians were on hand, including Niagara Falls riding PC candidate Ruth Ann Nowestig, Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa, and Deputy Lord Mayor Erwin Weens. After Weens introduced Ford, he followed three other Niagara region mayors in announcing his endorsement of Doug Ford in the February 27 election. From the town of Niagara-on-the-Lake as the deputy Lord Mayor, I want to endorse Ford as premier in this election. We look forward to working with you so much, said Weens. Weens told the local that, this government has been very receptive to Niagara-on-the-Lake and has worked so well with us. He said that this includes providing the nurse practitioner and working with farmers with irrigation expansions, as well as other issues. We are in talks for a $35 million investment in the Shaw, investment in the airport and assistance in heritage preservation, said Weens. Weens also said that Ford and many ministers have met us and come to Niagara with a desire to complete these for our citizens, Weens finished. Ford opened the press conference by addressing the 30-day tariff moratorium the United States has declared on Canada. The threat of tariffs looms over our economy. The simple truth is, as long as Donald Trump is president, the risk of tariffs will never go away. Canada and Ontario will continue to stare down the threat of tariffs. Friends, the weeks, months and years ahead, they're going to be tough. Mark my words, President Trump, he's on a mission. Ford said all levels of government are focusing on the threat of tariffs, and that premiers are talking about improving interprovincial trade which will increase our GDP anywhere from $50 to $100 billion. As the chair of the Federation of Premiers, I'm going to do everything we can to move forward as quickly as possible, said Ford. Ford said Operation Deterrence, the province's enhanced security plan, has already seen real, tangible results. Since its January launch, Operation Deterrence has seized 21 illegal firearms, 624 kilograms of cocaine, recovered 7 stolen vehicles and intercepted 8 illegal border crossers. Over 566 charges have been laid, each one making Ontario and U.S. communities safer and more secure, said Ford. Ford announced that a re-elected PC government will invest $50 million to purchase 2 additional H-135 helicopters for the Niagara Region Police and the Windsor Police Service to patrol our two very important border towns, so we can detect more illegal activity and put more criminals behind bars. Yet there is more to be done to protect Ontario borders and communities, said Ford, who is urging the federal government to introduce strict and severe mandatory sentences for criminals convicted of drug trafficking and ensure that RCMP, regional and local law enforcement have the resources they need to address money laundering and other financial crimes by cartels and gangs. This would include empowering financial regulators to audit banks, credit unions and any financial institution for money laundering or financing drug cartels. A vote for me would ensure a strong, stable 4-year mandate to do what is necessary, said Ford. A mandate to build Ontario's economy and protect workers and families and communities, a mandate to keep us competitive and a mandate to clean up our streets and deliver better care. During questions, Ford addressed the widening of the QEW and the building of a second skyway, but had little more information to add, saying that they are still waiting for details on cost timelines. When asked how he plans to support the heritage of Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ford responded cryptically, I was just told we just gave $35 million for a theater and that's going to be continuing investments in the heritage. If this funding is going to be directed to the Shaw Festival, it was news to Shaw Festival's executive director Tim Jennings. Jennings, who attended the press conference, told the local that this information, if it indeed relates to the rebuilding of the antiquated Royal George, is very new. They haven't announced anything at all about this. The Royal George will close this December 23 following the 2025 Shaw Festival season. Decades-old structural issues have made the facility irreparable and out of date for today's building code standards. Shaw Festival has petitioned governments and supporters for money to rebuild the theater in time for the 2029 season.